Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball playoffs have started. We've got a good one in Cleveland. Tigers lead the Guardians 2-1. Eighth inning. Orioles season is over. They finished 75-87. And let's
one fewer win than Bordy's Sacktown ace.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Bordy's he's
the, yeah, but I mean Bordy, he's got the A's.
He's got A's blood, but he's also an Orioles Hall.
Came up with the A's.
He's also an Oriole Hall of Famer.
Oriole Hall of Famer.
Yes. So he's got Orioles in his
best
blood,
of both
too.
Worlds.
Yes. And he joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. So Bordy, obviously a disappointing season. We'll get to what we heard, some of what we heard yesterday in a minute, but are you feeling optimism about next year based on how they finished?
That's a no.
I mean, why?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Well, you're an optimistic guy, so I had to ask.
But, no. Now, listen, I feel good about what some of the young players did. I mean, I'm happy as heck for Dylan Beavers. Are you kidding me? What a great, you know, comeback for him. And, of course, some of the other guys really stepped up. I love how Kobe Mayo finished the season, which makes me want to think he's more of a trade piece now. So, listen, they've got so much work to do this offseason as far as, and it is, man. They say, oh, no, we're just kind of retooling. It's a rebuild right here. Yeah, you got a couple guys. You got Westberg. You got freaking Gunnar Henderson and Jackson Holliday. But I'll tell you what, you need a whole new bullpen. You need, you know, a couple starting pitchers. And I don't know about you, but I'm not a big fan of our outfield right now.
No.
Maybe a couple outfielders. So there's a lot of work to be
done. Adley will be healthy.
But on an individual basis, I think there were a couple guys that, yeah, I mean, I was happy with Gunnar's season, Jackson Holliday, you know, now it's just a matter of, I don't know, are they playing for a world championship next year?
They just want to compete in the division. That's what Elias said.
Okay, well, because I think every Oriole fan wants them to come out and say, listen, we are going to be top 10 in payroll next year.
Nope.
Let's go. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, Bordy, I'm sure you paid attention to these two press conferences. A, the interim skipper getting that forum to say what he says and then have the team president come in and amplify it all. Like, I found the optics of that quite interesting and revealing. Then you've got Manzolino taking a victory lap, saying, patting himself on the back, I thought I did a heck of a job under the circumstances. And then you've got them both saying, no, we've got leaders here. Even though everybody in that clubhouse, including people like Westberg, have said we don't have leaders, them saying, no, you don't see what we see. Everything's pretty much fine here. Like, did any of that, were you taken aback by any of this?
A little bit. I think Manzo being up there makes me lean towards Manzo being the manager next year. And I personally don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
No, I know there's some arguments. And I'll tell you why. I think the relationship with the young players seems to be the most important factor right now. When Elias talks about his young players, he is trying to protect them. So he doesn't want an old salty dude coming in and screaming on these guys, forcing them to hustle, forcing them to pre-pitch every time, forcing them to go first and third, pulling them out when they don't throw to the wrong base. He doesn't want that. That's way too much for this modern-day player. There has to be a relationship, a trust where you can talk to guys and communicate on a you know, more mature level. And I think, and I'm not making light of that. I think it's really important. It really is. So, and that's why I think they're going to stick with Manzolino, because the young guys have already come out and said in the media that they love Manzo. They trust him. They've got a great relationship with him. They play hard for him.
But how? Where's that gotten them? They get worse as the season goes on. Their fundamentals erode.
Well,
like,
they didn't, though. Manzo's record was over 500. I thought they played a better brand of baseball, to be honest with you. And I think he did it with a scrap heap of players. I think the hardest way to judge a manager, or the easiest way to judge a manager, is by how he handles the bullpen. If you can make any kind of heads or tails over what that bullpen was and what Manzolino was trying to do with it, he was just trying to put out an arm that was going to be successful that night. There was no rhyme or reason, because it was just a crap show every night with the bullpen. You couldn't trust anybody, and he was just flying by the seat of his pants, which any manager, I think, would have done in that case. You stack him up with hopefully a nice little three-headed monster back there, and a couple nice arms, bridge guys in the bullpen, which is what they're going to have to do if they want to compete, and then see how he manages that situation there. So it always comes down to when you take your starter out and how you use your bullpen for a manager. I think the in-game decisions, you only make situational choices. I guess you're going to have to next year with the automated pitcher ball strike system, but in the 10th inning, you may have to make a situational choice. So I'm not making light of it. There are more decisions than that in a ball game, but typically a manager gets judged on how he runs that bullpen.
Bordy Manzolino talked a lot in the final couple weeks of the season about the top priority for this team in 2026 is getting these young hitters right. Mike Elias, he was asked about the hitting philosophies involving this young core. Reality is they scored the fewest runs in baseball following the trade deadline. Can this young group bounce back next year, or is this just who they are?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I hope so. And I think if they added three more hitting coaches, that might
yeah,
help.
There you go.
No, it's really, I just feel like young hitters, so much information, so many voices. I mean, it's pretty obvious they're stepping up there with way too much stuff in their head. As a guy that I loved information as a hitter, but there can be too much. And ultimately, every hitter tries to simplify the game, not make it complicated. Okay, so you want to increase your bat speed, this and that, but you're striking out more. Okay, well, screw the bat speed. I just got to make contact, okay? How about that? And become a good hitter. We are seeing right before our eyes the teams that are in the playoffs, and I would not be surprised, the team that probably goes the furthest in the playoffs, these teams are making more contact. They're not striking out as much. They're getting on base. They're creating opportunities offensively. The strikeout is so bad for baseball.
We're great at it.
You want to be a successful team. So it seems like it could be an easier adjustment. Instead of having hitting coaches that are teaching guys how to swing, how about teaching them how to hit the stinking baseball and make things happen? The Guardians are in the playoffs because of that, not because of home runs, just because they put the ball in play, period. That's it.
Bordy, before I let you go, I am curious to get your thoughts on the Adley Rutschman of it all. And they spent a long time a year ago denying that he was dealing with anything injury-related at the end of the previous season. Now Mike Elias in the presser yesterday said, yeah, he had some hand stuff and some other stuff that was going on in that season. Are you confident at all that Adley Rutschman can get back to what he was 2 years ago? Oh, and they were pumping him as a defensive catcher, which I don't see that.
Can't throw anybody out.
Well, I do. I mean, I think Adley can be a good hitter. I do. I know. I felt bad for him early in the season. It seemed like he was hitting line drives right at people. So we were waiting on the hits to start falling. He needs adjustments, that's for sure, in his swing. It gets long. It gets a little lazy sometimes. He's got a lot of things going on in his lower body. See, this is the thing. When I see some of these hitters go up there like a Colton Cowser, Adley, the movement is just way too much to try to square up a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. The heads are moving around too much. So those kind of things, those mechanical things, I feel like can get cleaned up. So I expect Adley to be a more consistent player. He's got to be, man. Golly, if he has another tough year, then, I mean, he's borderline bust right now, so he's got to step up, man, or he might not be around next year.
Mike Bordick, I hope you're around every week when we get to talk to you, because it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, as always.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Enjoy the postseason.
Thank you, sir. Hey, coming up next, speaking of the postseason, are TWIB notes, and we'll hear from Stephen Vogt, the manager of the Guardians. We'll hear from Aaron Boone, the manager of the Yankees, and we'll preview these playoffs. That's next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.